It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Michael Hill. The first report meant to document the demographics of New York judges statewide has been released, and the results show a deep racial disparity between the bench and the rest of the state. Joseph Jedian of WNYC's Race and Justice Unit reports.
69% of judges in New York self-identify as white, according to the new report, while only 14% identify as black or African American. But data from the state show that nearly half of all people being sent to prison are black.
The judiciary does not adequately reflect the communities in which it serves.
That's Erica Edwards, a New York Supreme Court judge and president for the Judicial Friends Association. She thinks this racial divide between the judges and the judged disenfranchises people of color.
It presents a lack of trust in the court system. Lack of access. People don't feel comfortable sometimes using the courts. They just feel like maybe the deck is stacked against them.
The report also reveals that only 9% of judges in the state identify as Hispanic or Latino, even though 23% of people sentenced to prison come from those communities. Only 3% of judges are Asian American, and only one Native American judge reported sitting on the bench in New York, despite nearly 200,000 Native Americans living in the state.
Increased diversity helps ensure impartial outcomes and builds public confidence in our courts.
Brad Hoylman chairs the Judiciary Committee in the state Senate and helped push through a new law requiring the courts to collect and publish the demographics of judges.
Our courts should reflect the diversity of our state, but policymakers only now have a semblance of a picture of the demographics of our judiciary.
In addition to racial demographics, the report collects annual data on gender, sexual orientation, disability status, and veteran status. Hoylman has one theory on why the judiciary isn't more diverse.
Appointments that have been made have been consistently white.
New York's trial court judges are chosen in elections, with judicial candidates competing in primaries to determine who will represent the party in the general election. But most other judges are appointed by politicians across the state, including the governor. And that's where some candidates can hit a roadblock. Yet Judge Edwards believes that progress has been made.
People have a say in who they want to elect, but they don't have a say in who gets appointed.
208 of the responding 314 judges appointed in New York were white. 49 of the appointments were of black or African American judges, 35 were Hispanic or Latino, and 16 were Asian American. Judge Edwards, who is one of the few black judges on the bench, agrees about appointments.
If you were to look at just straight, you know, numbers of minorities, blacks, Latinos, Asians, the judiciary does not reflect the percentages in New York State or New York City. I'm not saying it needs to be borough by borough if you're in a city or county by county if you're upstate, but the numbers are so much lower.
Yet Judge Edwards believes that progress has been made.
If constituents were to put pressure on the mayor and the governor to consider diversity as an important issue, which I'm not saying they don't, but it's just not reflected in the appointments that have been made.
The judge believes the people ultimately have the power to push policymakers to consider more diverse candidates for the bench. Joseph Jedian, WNYC News.
On Monday, our Race and Justice Unit digs into the question of diversity among district attorneys. For more on today's story, visit Gothamist.com.